So in this Christmas season, God has a surprise for you. He said, Mary, don't be afraid. You have nothing to fear because God has a surprise for you. May God surprise you.
Hello, Saints. Welcome to another hopeful message from Covenant Family Chapel. In these times of fear and anxiety, you need a word that will uplift us. We need to remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. To come into the knowledge and understanding of such biblical teachings for these times, let's listen to author and teacher Neil Archiampong with a message of hope.
I'm going to speak to you this morning on the subject Christmas, a season of supernatural messages. Christmas, a season of supernatural messages. Would you please do that with me, shall we? Christmas, a season of supernatural messages. Whenever we talk about the supernatural, we're talking about the involvement of God. God literally stepping into the affairs of men and beginning to intervene and to do some things. Sometimes he does it miraculously or in a very sophisticated way. Other times, he does it just through regular human activity. And we understood very clearly from our previous lesson that Christmas is a supernatural season because we saw angels visiting. We saw them delivering messages. When was the last time you saw an angel deliver a message? When was the last time? Angels were visiting. World leaders were making decrees, but God was using those decrees to bring to pass his will. And last week we talked about how there was supernatural repositioning. Today we will talk about supernatural messages. Raise your right hand, if you will, this morning with me, please, and make this faith confession after me. Father, I thank you that in this season I'm about to receive a message, a supernatural message that will put a smile on my face. Somebody put your hands together and give the Lord a praise in the house. A supernatural message. Amen. 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 Anytime you hear the notification on your phone and you look on there and you have a text message, what is the normal reaction? What is the normal reaction? Yes, you check it. But after you're done checking it, what is your reaction? You are either happy because the message that came is good, or your level of anxiety begins to go up because that is not so good a message. Do you agree? Now, if you go through the scriptures, you will notice very carefully that messages sometimes come to lift people up. Sometimes it comes to tear them down. And you must be cautious what you are listening to. It comes to stir up your faith, or it may produce fear. Jesus said, take heed of what you hear. Why? Because what you hear can inspire faith in you, or it can inspire what? Fear. Do you realize that you are calm and quiet until somebody says something to you, and all of a sudden you are afraid? Messages also causes us to expect the supernatural, or sometimes we expect the worst. But today, I am believing the Lord as we examine the Christmas story. Throughout most of the characters in the Christmas story, God will give you a supernatural message. A message that will put a smile on your face. A message that will stir up faith in your life and begin to bring down fear. Father, we make a declaration over your people today. May the word of God that is about to be released cause a stirring and, oh God, a recipient spirit on the inside of them for the supernatural move of God. May God visit you today. I said, may God visit you today. So messages are important. It has the capacity of changing the way you live. If you receive a message that says you're about to have $3 million tomorrow morning by 6 a.m. Did you just hear that? You heard people say, woo-hoo-hoo! Because that message alone has made, all throughout the service, they didn't say a word. But $3 million is making them say, woo-hoo-hoo! And I agree with them because messages have that tendency. And today, God is going to visit you. He will give you a message that will let you also say, oh, King of Glory, may your word come forth that a life will be delivered and set free today because God would have spoken to you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I'm going to look at several people in the Christmas story and the messages they receive. Now, it was so many years back, but these messages are still relevant today because it came from God. When I say something, it may be relevant for a few weeks, but when God speaks, his words are always what? Relevant. The first person we want to look at, our first case study, is a priest called Zechariah. The priest called Zechariah. Turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, and we'll read the story of the priest Zechariah. Today I'll read from two different versions, from NIV and also from the Message Bible, if you would give me a chance. Luke chapter 1, from verse 5 to verse 13. Zechariah received a message that was so powerful. Let's understand his story. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife, Elizabeth, was also a descendant of Aaron. Verse 6, both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both old. Please notice that. They were righteous, but something was not right in their lives. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them. Whatever it is, as a child of God, there are things you would experience. The fact that you are a Christian does not exempt you from trouble, but God will deliver you. I said, but God will deliver you. Verse 8, once when Zechariah's division was on duty, he was serving as a priest before God. You know how sometimes we have issues and then we stay away from church. This is a man for years was looking for a child and was not getting it, but he was still serving. It's a good place to say a better amen. I said, but he was still one. Because whilst you keep serving one day, I said one day. One day God will visit, and God has a way of making sure that what people have taken 20 years to get, you can have it in a day. In a day. Let's read verse 8 again. Once, when Zechariah's division was on duty, he was serving as priest before God. He was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. There was a prayer meeting going on. Verse 11, then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, that is to Zechariah, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call his name John. God has heard your prayer. Amen. Notice it came in the middle of a prayer meeting. When the righteous gather, when the saints pray together, stuff begins to what? You know, the devil is selling many believers a lie. Keep it to yourself. Oh, no. If people can talk, but they will pray, so I can see results. They can talk. I'll make them pray. Because the more you keep it to yourself, you will notice at some point things aren't working. My wife would agree with me. We spent 6 months, starting last year, fasting, praying, crying to God concerning her shoulder. Until one day we went to growth group meeting. We have started meeting in person, just so you know. We went there and then she shared it with the brethren. They showed up in our home one time. That's how powerful your prayers are. Amen. Come on, it's a good place to say amen. I said they showed up how many times?
One time.
And the miracle took place. Could it be that God is waiting on you to share that prayer issue with another person? Because privacy, privatization. Please notice the Babylonian system. God dispersed it in the Tower of Babel. In the days of Daniel, he did not give in to it. And in the last days, in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that there is coming a system called Babylon the Great that is going to bring all the nations together. The church must rise and begin to realize there is a system the enemy has put in place. But in those days, there was, whenever you talk about witchcraft and other things, people were covering it. These days, it is not covered. Because the enemy has laid enough foundation to let these things begin to come out. And Christians are sitting there crying out. I pray that you will join the army of God. We will rise and begin to declare. Like Daniel, like Shadrach, like Meshach, like Abednego. We are going to retrain our appetites and tell the king we will not eat your food. So Zechariah was at the hour of prayer. And the Bible says an angel came, stood there. It is interesting how everybody else was praying, but he was the only one who saw the angel. And one of these days, when you join other believers in prayer, we may all be praying and crying to God, but God will visit you. Amen. And the angel shows up and he speaks to him. And the scripture says, Zechariah, do not be afraid. Your prayer has been heard. I'm here this morning to declare to someone as a supernatural message. Your prayer has been heard. I said your prayer has been heard. I said your prayer has been heard. Now notice, this man has been praying for many, many, many years. And there are people who are telling us, it doesn't take all of that. Don't pray that long. The longer you pray, the longer you believe, God says there's going to come a day I will step into your domain and give you a message. May God give you a message this morning. Your prayer has been heard. Yes. The writer of the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1 says, men ought always to and not to faint. The time has come never to give up. Every second, let heavens hear your voice. Pray until your voice becomes so familiar. God has no option. As soon as you start, he says, yeah, that's Tenno. That's Barbara. That's Steve. That's Andrew. Come on, begin to declare it. You see, some of you, your names are very unfamiliar. When the angels go and they mention Father, so and so is called, I say, which one? All right, we had enough joke. Let's stay focused. But I pray that we come to that place. You knock on the doors. Notice what Jesus said in the book of Luke 18. He says, listen to what the unjust judge said. I am not going to answer the prayer, but because she keeps coming, because she keeps praying, because consistently, persistently, she shows up in the morning, shows up in the afternoon, shows up in the evening, shall not God avenge his very elect who cry to him day and night? He didn't say occasionally. In the hour of prayer, he shows up and says, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. And that thing in your life that seems unsurmountable is coming to an end. Is there a church in this place this morning understanding that the supernatural message says the unsurmountable thing is coming to an end. That bill that seemed not to be paid will be paid. The sickness the doctor says will take you to your grave will not take you to your grave. God is about to change something. Oh, it's Christmas for me. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid. Jenny, do not be afraid. Andrew, do not be afraid. Yvonne, do not be afraid. Jake, do not be afraid. Your prayer has been heard. I hear the name Abigail. Do not be afraid. Your prayer has been heard. Your prayer. I don't know what it is about this Abigail. Hear the word of the Lord. The things you've been crying to him about. The things that you've been calling him about. Today God says, don't be afraid. Because I am here to change things. To cause things. To begin to stir something up. That you will know that I am still God. And those that serve me would always hear from me. Amen. Amen. Christmas is a season of supernatural what? Messages. The first supernatural message is that your prayer has been heard. Let's look at a second case study. A second case study is Mary. Turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 1. So let's look at the 26th verse. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, everybody read the rest of verse 30 with me, please read. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. The first supernatural message that came in is that don't be afraid. Your prayer has been heard. Say that. Don't be afraid. All right, now let's personalize it. I will not be afraid because my prayer has been heard. All right. And the second message we are about to receive now, it is a very important message. When the angel comes in, let's pick up in verse 30 in the Message Bible. It says these words, and they're very, very important, and I want you to grab it. It said, but the angel assured her, say that with me, Mary, you have nothing to fear. God. Come on, say that with me. God has a surprise for you. All right, some people are getting it. I said, God has a... Now, if she is favored, then there's a surprise on the way. If you are favored, then there's a surprise on the way. So in this Christmas season, God has a surprise for you. I said, God has a surprise. Huh. Look at the person sitting next to you. Look at them quietly. Please don't say a thing for a second. Look at them. And say this to them, God will, in this Christmas season, surprise you. It's a good place to clap. God will surprise you. He will surprise you. He said, Mary, don't be afraid. You have nothing to fear because God has a surprise for you. May God surprise you. You see, Mary was not looking for a child. She was just minding her own business. Historically, if you read it, she was between, say, like 12 to 14 years old. What would a 12 to 14-year-old girl think about? trying to just mind her own business, looking good. And then God steps in there and says, I got a surprise for you. May God surprise you. I said, may God surprise you. In this Christmas season, may God surprise you. Are you guys understanding what we're talking about today? God showed up and he told Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. That may not be the message, but for you, maybe your message is that I got a surprise for you. And may God give you a package that when you open, I'm not talking about physical boxes. May he give you a package that when the package is opened, you will see that, this is a surprise. Somebody say, hey. What a surprise. Can't believe that this is happening. Am I really holding this? May God surprise you. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. The third case study that I want to look at is the shepherds. In Luke chapter 2, look at verse 8 to verse 11. The message they received was very powerful, but let's try to get a context first. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to verse 11. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. Do you see the prefix to every message? Do not be afraid. Do not what? Be afraid, because you are in the season for a surprise. Do not be afraid. I'm reading verse 10. But I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. A Savior. So the message to the shepherds was that a Savior has been born to you. You see, people in predicaments understand the essence of a Savior. When you have been incarcerated or you are in the midst of a difficulty, the essence of a Savior means more. And the scripture says, when these shepherds heard it, they began to rejoice, and the multitude of angels joined them because a Savior has been born. And today I announce to the nations of the world, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the King of the kingdom of heaven, he came to visit his people. And the Bible says, on that day, the Savior was born for us. What is the essence of it? The essence is simply this. Please understand. In any kingdom, the king never visits the colony. Ghana, my beloved country, was under Great Britain, under the United Kingdom. When did you see Queen visit? They will send a governor. They will send other people. But the king actually doesn't show up. It is only the kingdom of heaven where the king visits his people. Because anytime the king shows up, it means he has brought the entirety of his kingdom authority into that domain. Jesus made these words very clear. Whenever the king of the kingdom is enthroned in your heart, then the kingdom of God has come. In the book of Matthew 12 and verse 28, Jesus said, if I by the finger of God cast out devils, in other words, if he displaces the authority and the power on earth and shows up his power, then the kingdom has come. May God invade your life today. I hope somebody just understood what I just said. I said, may God invade y'all. The king will show up and he will come and sit enthroned. And the people will begin to sing. And the people will begin to, come on, and the people will begin to. Last night, I was lying down. I went to bed early. I was lying down and I was meditating through these words. And God spoke to me. Why is it that music always precede bowing to a king or a kingdom? And I said, Lord, I haven't seen that before. And he said, I have said in my word, come before me with singing. He says, tell my people, they cannot sing any song at all they want, because they will be bowing to the king of the kingdom where the song came from. You all remember when Daniel, right? You know Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? What did the king say? At the sound of the flute and the harp and all that, you bow to this. And they said, we don't care about that music because we only sing to one king, not this one. I pray that God open your eyes and you be cautious. Sometimes when I hear Christians going around, hey, what is wrong with this song? You are bowing to things you have no idea. My wife is always on the neck of one of our kids telling him, don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. And I've been praying about it. And last night God says, it's time to set that child of yours down and remind him that anytime you sing a song, you're making your way and bowing and giving audience to the kingdom where the song came from. What is the relevance of this? When the shepherds received the message, the Bible says the angels joined them and they began to sing and to worship. Why? Because they were bowing to the king of the kingdom and they were declaring, for his good, his mercies endure it forever. May God give you a message in this season that will evoke a song out of you. You wake up, the song is on your lips. You go to bed, the song is on your lips. In the bathroom, the song is on your lips. Driving to the work, the song is on your lips. May God give you a new song in this season, that you will begin to declare, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He turned me around. He caused his glory to shine. Oh, I feel this thing more than I can deliver it. Lord, may your people come to our understanding that in this Christmas season, you would deliver a message that would change our song. If your song was about the fact that I'm incarcerated, freedom is on its way to you. Freedom is on its way to you. So number one, we saw that Zechariah received a message that we also receiving. Our prayer has been heard. Mary received the message. God has a surprise for you. God has a surprise for you. And the shepherds receive a message that the Savior has been born to you. It's personalized. Let me deal with the last person and his brother Joe. Turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Matthew chapter 1, starting from verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. You're right. I'm sure Joseph was saying. All right, let's be honest. Guys, you wake up, your wife hands you, she hands you that thing, interpret it in your own way. And you look and you see the two lines. And then he said, and we're going to have a baby? And then he said, But I have been away for 2 years. How come? And then she said, the Holy Spirit. You see how you're all laughing? Because the first thing you would have said, woman, you got to be kidding me. You crazy? I've been away for 2 years, right? I wanted you to start putting the story into perspective. Let's continue reading. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her. Have you ever set on course to pursue something, and somewhere in the middle of it, the thing begin to get destroyed? Because he's looking for this girl, and his whole idea is, man, I'm going to get married. Look at her shape. My God, she's good, God Almighty. And then all of a sudden, she's pregnant. And she can't even tell you who in the neighborhood. By the Holy Spirit, somebody you cannot see.
Thank you for listening to another Kingdom Impacting message. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Covenant Family Chapel, Our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. We invite you to visit during one of our Sunday services to discover how you can spread your wings in our friendly and reposeful worship environment. Visit Covenant Family Chapel this Sunday for our 10 o'clock service, located at 10307 Coppermine Road, Woodsboro, Maryland. To interact with pastor and teacher Neil Archie Ampong, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, all at Covenant One Family. Call 301-696-8555 and visit the church's website at covenantfamilychapel.org.